Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I think about this. We're sending our young people to universities, and universities are going, you know, get rid of God, get rid of the Constitution, get rid of everything that we counted on. That the whole purpose of universities in the very beginning of America was to teach people biblical principles in the Bible and how to read, so that they actually can, you couldn't even be a lawyer unless you actually had read through the Bible and memorized much scripture.
Wow.
And so, and today the universities are working against the parents. They're working, not all of them, but 70% of Christians reportedly going to college campuses, secular college campuses, turn away from God. 50% is reported that go to Christian campuses, turn away from God. So if you got a parent that's praying about whether you should go or not, that's probably why, because they're thinking you're going to, you know, it's going to hurt you going there. But think about this. I want to say this because we always talk about, you know, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. If you look at history, and you think about it, you think about the Civil War that took place in America. It was this horrific war where there were 625,000 to 850,000 Americans' lives were lost, which was a huge part of America at that time, you know, during the Civil War. But right prior to that Civil War, that's when the great awakening took place in America. Prior to this war, a great awakening took place. And people, I mean, it changed the DNA of people's hearts and how things operate. And you think, I mean, this is great, but God was preparing America for what was about to take place. A great loss of life was going to take place.
Wow.
So when you see this glooming war and these tensions coming, and you know, you can begin to believe God for a great awakening and for a revival. I think about World War One. You know, right before World War One, there was a huge revival that took place that touched the world, the Azusa Street Revival. But think about it, 38 million lives were lost in the war. What does that mean? You have a chance to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life now. You need to get to know God, because what's coming on the face of this earth, there's going to be a great loss of life. Who would have ever thought there would be such great loss of life when the Civil War took place? The biggest known ever in the history of the Civil War. I mean, Syria right now has 250,000 about lost in this war, but we had up to 850,000 reports are in our own country. And so I'm telling you, this is a time for you to begin to share the gospel and help people get right and believe God for a great awakening to come, to prepare us for what's about to happen. And God will prepare us. But things are happening. Things are being father filtered. But understand, for some reason, history says right before these tragedies happen and these difficult times and great loss of life, that an outpouring happens. If we believe God, if we pray for, if we cry out to God, God responds. I want to pray right now for you. Let's just lock our faith and just believe God. You know, doing away with the Bible, doing away with the Constitution. It's time for us to say, you know what? The only thing that will stop this insanity is turning back to God, who let us have it in the first place. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Lord, that you're in complete control, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord, where we've sinned against you, where we didn't take the time to read the Constitution that you allowed us to have. We didn't take the time to read the Bible that you allowed us to have, that people gave their lives to give to us. Lord, I pray for a hunger to be in the hearts of those that are watching and listening, God. A hunger for your presence, a hunger, Lord God, for more of you, a hunger for your word, a hunger for the knowledge of what kept this country where it is, Father God. Dear God, prepare us, God, for what's ahead. Lord, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. Lord, into these college campuses that are shredding the Bible, shredding the Constitution, and shredding the hearts of our young people, God, Lord, that you would end that in this nation, God, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget to join us in our next program. We're going to continue talking about this global identity and what's taking place and so much more. And visit us online at VFNTV.com. We have so much to offer you in the VFN Torch. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com.
VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.